to order. I will do roll call. I'll start. Carl Hoagland here.
James Wilkie here.
Sue Schmaltz.
I think, Meg, you're still muted.
Here.
Gotcha. And go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, Steve McMahon's here.
All right. And Darren?
Yes.
Is here. Okay. All right. My assumption is I didn't see any citizen comments. Is that correct,
Darren? You are correct.
All right. So we have one item for new business, Redbird Rookies.
Yes, James submitted a proposal. James, if you want to talk about it, since you're the one who submitted this.
I've talked about this a little bit before. We have had the opportunity to partner with the St. Louis Cardinals and their charity arm called Cardinals Care for, I think, the past four seasons. University City, the city, has actually been the sponsor, local sponsor for that league. Because of the pandemic, we were not able to have a season last year. However, this year, Redbird Rookies is going to have a season. The way that it works is that Redbird Rookies and Cardinals Care take care of almost all of our needs. There are some staffing needs. However, I've tried to set forth in the memo that that Darren put out, kind of explains what it is that we need volunteers to do. And by and large, Kevin Taylor and myself can take care of almost all of those needs, except for coaches. And we do have a couple people that we already know that will volunteer to be our coaches. I think the big concern that the city had was there's two. And those are the things that I just want to make sure that, again, that the city is comfortable with and that this commission is comfortable with. One, to what extent does the city actually need to participate? We've sort of laid out the needs that we have for the league to make it operational. Really, field access is the biggest one. That and some limited storage, which the city is already actually doing. All of our equipment is still being stored in CENTCOM for the league. So in terms of city involvement, all of the game scheduling, all of the practice scheduling, once we know what fields would be available, we can do all that as volunteers without taking up city time or staffing, I believe. The limited staffing would be letting us into CENTCOM to pick out equipment and then take it back outside to distribute it outside. We are not talking about having players or coaches ever come into CENTCOM until the general public is allowed to come in. The field access, I believe that the fields are actually scraped fairly regularly during the summer, Darren. And so, again, we wouldn't be asking for special treatment, really, even with the fields, other than the kind of the regular dragging that does occur and periodic lining that occurs throughout the season. The only thing that the city financially would need to do to make this work is we've talked a lot about insurance. And as people might know, the city council will allow people to now rent the field under one of two options. Either the league or organization that's renting field time can provide a insurance policy with, I believe, $1 million limits is what the city council ultimately decided on, and provide that the city is an additional insured on their policy. Well, because this is a free league, there's no way that we can collect money to get those insurance premiums from the people who are participating. And so in order to make it work, we would have to ask the city to actually put us on their insurance policy, just like we have been for the last four seasons. So it really would not be any different than it has been the last four seasons. We would still insist on waivers, which is the other requirement that the city had in order to rent field time. And every participant in the Redbird Rookies program would be required to sign a waiver, which we can work with in terms of the language of that waiver. And if we want to use the one that's four pages and that we talked about before, we can use it. So that's kind of where we are. I think that the reason we had to do a meeting tonight was to make sure that the commission, if you guys are comfortable a couple things. One, knowing that I'm going to be helping to run this, but I'm not receiving any money from this. This is entirely being done on a volunteer basis, but I am a member of Parks Commission. So I don't feel like it's a conflict. We sort of talked about that before, but if Parks Commission does feel like it's a conflict for me to be involved in this vote, we need to decide that first. And that if it's not, we need to make a motion to either approve or decline a recommendation to the city to basically adopt a proposal that we had put together in that memo. Or if there's changes, we can always amend it too if there's things that people think that need to be addressed.
James, I have a suggestion for how we vote, but before I do that, I want to ask Steve a question. The insurance that we would fall under for the city, I assume that there is not an exorbitant additional cost, or there is no additional cost, or do you know?
I wouldn't assume it would be exorbitant, but I don't know specifically.
It's been, you have borne that cost pre-COVID for 3 years.
Yeah, so I'm assuming if it was done before, it shouldn't be outrageous.
Right, okay.
And so I would...
All right. The other thing, James, my understanding is, in terms of your scheduling the games, that you find out what the availability of the fields are, and then you schedule the games within that availability. Is that correct?
Correct. And that's the thing. In years past, I think the Redwood Rookies has actually sort of taken field priority. I don't know that that's fair, especially right now. If there's other teams that want to use the field that aren't paying for the fields, we will work around that. I think that because of the current situation, we know we're a free league, but we also know that there are, as we can all tell from driving past the parks, there's a lot of empty time in those fields. So I think we can work with the city to do that. And if, Darren, I think there was a priority list that's actually put together already in terms of U City residents first and then some other things.
Yes, this has been a priority list that's been in place for multiple years that, you know, city-sponsored events and activities take priority over anything, and then co-sponsored events, and then it goes to past users, those sort of things. The problem that we might be running in this year is that we weren't planning on doing the Redbird Rookies because the COVID and the staffing, and all these other groups have already lined up, and some field permits have already been given out based on that. But there's still plenty of fields that we could make that work.
And I think as long as we know what they are, we'll work around it. We also really practice times are the only things that we have to do in U City. I would love to have some of our games be here, but we find ways of getting kids where they need to be. So for transportation, we do go out to Northwoods, we go out to Normandy, we go out to Bridgeton, well, Berkeley, a couple other places that have teams that are close by, and we can play games there too if we had to.
Yeah, I do not see that field availability is a problem. It's just what nights, days, that kind of stuff.
So let me ask a question before I make my suggestion about how we would do this vote. Darren, is my assumption correct that the city is looking for a recommendation from the Park Commission about whether we should implement this? Is that correct?
You're correct.
So given that, what I would like to do, I'd like to entertain a motion to make James the acting chair for this meeting. And so you will not vote. And because the only reason that the chair would vote is to break up a tie. And with three of us, I doubt that there will be a tie. So you would not be voting. Which I think is appropriate since you put in the proposal and that the rest of the commission would vote on it and do that action. So if that's agreeable, I would entertain a motion to make James the acting chair for this rest of this meeting.
I second it.
I can't make the motion. Somebody has to make it. I'm sorry.
I accept the responsibility that James Wilkie will be the acting chair at this particular meeting.
Is there a second?
A second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
You are now the chair.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Hoagland. do we have a motion to adopt the proposal that was, how do I phrase this? Do we have a motion to recommend to the city that it adopt a proposal that we have submitted to this commission that was part of the attachments for this meeting?
I move we adopt the Redbird Rookies as outlined in the James Wilkie memo.
Is there a second?
I second.
Okay, all those in favor signify by raising your hand and saying aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Okay, the resolution has been adopted. Darren, is there anything else you need from us from a recommendation standpoint? And I'm sorry, Carl, go ahead.
I want to make a comment. James, I really appreciate your willingness to take this issue on. I think it's important for the students, all of the kids in the U City area. And what I would like to say is that the previous issue that we dealt with, those baseball players are primarily white students. And Redbird Rookies is a variety, and it's female and male. And so I really am happy that you volunteered to do this. So I want to commend you on doing that.
And make sure you include women.
Oh, absolutely.
They are included.
Very much so. This is for all the kids. Sue.
What are the ages and dates again?
So we start as young as 6 years old. The T-ball goes from 6 to 8, and then baseball goes from, well, goes from 6 to 7, and then it goes, the next group is up until age 11, and then 11 to 13. And so there's three different divisions. They do play together. The date range for games, we would start scheduling games and practices right around Memorial Day. And then it goes up until about the first week of August. Usually we're done by the end of July. It kind of depends on how much rain we get. But we're trying to get the kids with the summer activity, really a summer program, but then also give parents a couple weeks off before school starts.
When you say T-ball, does that interfere? Or does it interfere with our current program in U City? It's something different than that, right?
We don't currently have a T-ball program in U City.
Okay.
The only T-ball that was offered.
Jason's. Yep.
Well, Jason's kind of got a T-ball program, but not exactly. I think by the time they start, they are doing pitch baseball at age, I think first grade's where they start.
My granddaughter's on a T.
Good. And then she's probably doing it with Jason's group.
Yes.
Yeah. And it won't interfere with those guys at all. In fact, we actually encourage those kids to come over and play with us too.
And they're pitching. A parent pitching or?
So we do T-ball for the first age group, and then parent pitch for the second age group, and then it's kid pitch, which it's almost real baseball for the old kids. Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
Yeah, I have a question. The two parks that don't have playground equipment for use, like Kingsland and Kaufman, can they be used for the T-ball program?
Possibly. The one thing you do need to be careful of is that you need really no chance that cars can interfere, which is nice about Heman because really you're kind of separated from the traffic. We are open to looking at any fields that are available. They don't necessarily even have to be ball fields. It is nice to have a backstop, but it's not necessary. So, no, that's a good thought, Meg.
Well, can you put that orange netting around those parks to prevent the balls and the people from going down to the street?
I think the only problem with that is that we also want to minimize the impact on the city. And so some of those things that would, even a temporary placement like a backstop, is something the city would have to sign off on. And that would involve the city more than I think we want to bother them with if we can avoid it.
Okay.
And Steve, you had a hand up too.
Yeah, what's your timeline to get in front of the council? Our next meeting's not until April 12th.
Woohoo. Soon.
Well, then that would be up, you know, if Darren's transmitting this to the city manager to see if they want to call a special meeting to get it moving, or if you can you wait till April 12th.
Yeah, this will be sent to the city manager tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Yeah, Carl.
Steve, if this is something that's been in the budget before, I question whether or not there needs to be a special meeting. It may just be a continuation. I mean, there was obviously a delay last year because of COVID, but it could be a continuation. And couldn't the city manager make that decision without?
Well, if I'm still out, I'm not. Am I on mute? No.
No, you're good.
It could be if it's a more of a staff kind of function. If the if it's an expenditure in the budget of under $25,000, I think the city manager has discretion. So if that's, you know, if it doesn't impact premiums and there's some money in the parks budget that can handle it, then it might not even have to come in front of us. But well, I don't know.
Okay. I mean, I guess that would be my preference too, is the faster we can do this, the better off we'll be. We need to start signups as soon as possible. And we're like on the verge of getting, as soon as you give us the go ahead, we're ready to go. We've got everything lined up. So,
right. That's why is my question. If it does have to go in front of us, then we should be aware of the timeline so we can get it done.
So thank you. Darren, my assumption is after your conversation with the city manager, he will know whether or not it has to go or whether or not it can be just an item that he can approve, correct?
I would believe so, yes.
Okay, so then you would get, James, they would communicate with you about that, so the sooner the better.
Absolutely. No, Darren's doing a great job of keeping me in the loop on this, so thank you, Darren.
You're welcome.
Any other business associated with this limited topic? I know we can't go outside the agenda for this meeting. All right, hearing no further discussion, is there a motion to close the meeting?
I still move.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
I'm unanimous. Thank you, everybody, for doing this on such short notice.
World records short meeting. World record.